Researchers recently scored a huge victory against a disease that attacks and gradually destroys the liver. They developed a cure, albeit a very pricey one, for hepatitis C. This happened in 2013, and since then, hundreds of thousands of people have been successfully treated. This success has now brought a lot of brain power and financial resources to another major health problem, Hep B. You could call this Hep C's more complicated and common cousin. Alana Gordon takes us to a nondescript office park where what many would call a dream team of scientists is being assembled.
About 30 miles north of Philadelphia, hidden off a country road, I pull up to a 1960s-style building.
I'm walking in a parking lot surrounded by trees.
Imagine a two-story beige box. On the outside, this place is as nondescript as it gets. But inside, there's some pretty fascinating stuff going on.
This is a laboratory space, so doing, you know, cell biology, molecular biology.
Michael Sophia is my guide inside the Pennsylvania Biotechnology Center of Bucks County.
Is there like minus 80 refrigerators?
Sophia is unassuming, dressed in business casual. He walks swiftly through the place, pointing out the different businesses that are based here. They're involved in everything from drug research to marketing. You might not know it from his soft-spoken demeanor, but Sophia is kind of a rock star in the drug world. He was the lead inventor of a major cure for hepatitis C called sofosbuvir, or Sovaldi. The California drug maker Gilead scooped up that discovery, buying the small company he used to be at for a mere $11 billion. Now Sophia's based here. We stopped by one of his labs. It has a really noisy air handling system.
Ramesh has worked for me for many years.
Hi.
Sophia introduces me to Ramesh Kakarla. He has on a white lab coat and is hovering over what to me looks like a very messy, do not try this at home cooking experiment, except with petri dishes, pipettes, and test tubes.
We clean up time to time, but you know, this is right now we are, you know, working on something. Once you're done, then I clean up.
Kakarla has been here about a year and a half, making molecules. Hope is that one of them could lead to a new drug. He and Sophia go back years. They used to work together developing that Hep C cure. But now, Sophia says they've turned their scientific talents to hepatitis B.
Which is, in many ways, a more significant and larger medical need throughout the world.
About twice as many people, or upwards of 200 million, are chronically infected with hepatitis B, mainly in Asia and Africa. In the U.S., up to about 1.5 million people are chronically infected. There are drugs that can help manage the disease. In some cases, they can eliminate the virus. But there's no universal cure. So a couple years ago, after the Hep C discovery, Sophia moved to this tech center and formed a new company entirely focused on hepatitis B. It recently merged and is now called Arbutus. He's the chief scientific officer.
We've learned a lot from the past, from either HIV or HCV developments and discoveries there that we feel that, you know, the hepatitis B solution is not necessarily around the corner, but certainly within our grasp.
Hepatitis B, like C, attacks the liver, but it's a much more complicated virus to crack. It hides more easily in liver cells. It also contains what's called a viral reservoir.
It's like a little engine that keeps producing more virus all the time, and you can't get rid of it. And it stays there, and it's pretty indestructible.
Despite these challenges, a new wave of hepatitis B research and investment has been riding off the recent successes of hepatitis C. Sophia has brought in former colleagues like Kakarla. Other Hep C researchers are jumping to other companies that are also focusing their efforts on Hep B. It all gives people like 42-year-old Leslie Shuo, a writer and advocate based in Middletown, Delaware, a new kind of hope.
Well, hepatitis B completely changed my life. When I was about 19, just a few months into enjoying my college life, my 17-year-old brother woke up one night in pain.
It came out of nowhere. Turns out he had liver cancer that was caused by hepatitis B. He died about a year later, in 1993. Hep B is mainly transmitted at birth from mother to child, though you can get it through blood and sexual fluids, too. Shuo says doctors tested her whole family for it. She found out she'd been exposed but developed a natural immunity. This can happen with hepatitis. Her mom, though, did test positive.
Then my mother tormented herself with the questions, was this all my fault? at what point in time did she get exposed, and did she kill her son?
Her mom also developed liver cancer and died about a year after her son's death. Now, there is a really effective vaccine that can prevent someone from ever getting Hep B, even a baby born to a mom who has it. But people still fall through the cracks. Shuo also says a lot of silence and stigma surround Hep B. She has friends and family who may not feel sick, but live in fear that their illness could turn into liver cancer with little or no warning. Without a cure, many just want to ignore it.
So that's kind of making things worse.
Back inside that biotech center in suburban Philadelphia, Timothy Block wants to make things better.
I'd like to think I help map out some experimental plans and motivate people to look for cures for hepatitis B and liver cancer.
Block is on the front lines of Hep B as a scientist, educator, and co-founder of the Hepatitis B Foundation, based on the first floor of this center. He describes himself as a matchmaker of sorts, connecting researchers and investors to fulfill his goal of beating this foe. He says until recently, it was a lonely pursuit.
Before 3 or 4 years ago, it was pretty slow.
Block says one of the reasons is the big drug companies were just more interested in diseases that affected more people in the U.S. Plus, a vaccine for Hep B has been around since the 80s. But then along came hepatitis C, which does affect a lot more people in the U.S. That spurred investment and research. And now its major successes are fueling this new interest in B. International markets have also grown. And it all means that Block's office here in this beige building isn't so drab anymore.
It's so dramatic. Waves of humanity. A lot more people want to come work here.
Pharma reps visit the center regularly. And case in point, while we're talking about all of this, a prominent hepatitis C scientist from Bristol-Myers Squibb stops by.
What brings you here?
Actually, I'm going to join Microsoft's company.
He asks not to be named because he's about to take a job with Arbutus, the company in here where Michael Sophia is leading the efforts for a hepatitis B cure. As for Sophia himself, he's aware there's a lot more hepatitis B competition out there, but he's staying focused on the science. He knows that being part of even one discovery, like a cure for hepatitis C, is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. That's if you're lucky.
I think anyone who's in the field of research, especially drug discovery, realizes that successes are few and far between.
So doing that again, I mean, that's like, I don't know, winning the lottery twice, maybe? What's a better metaphor?
Lightning does strike twice sometimes.
Aha! Sophia says the hepatitis B drugs aimed at curing the virus are still in the very early development phases. So that means it'll still be a few years before scientists know if they're on the right path. But even so, as someone who's helped cure another major disease, he's feeling hopeful that the odds are in his favor. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.